Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to Working Title. I'm your host, as always, Danny Gold, and with me is Cleo Doherty, my lovely co-host. So, what's up, Cleo? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited for this topic. I feel like it's a very niche interest for me, so I'm excited to tell people about it.
Love me some niche interests.
Yeah, and I feel like we have quite a few good songs on the playlist too. Allison sent out an email asking for some R&B and some hip hop, so cool. Trying to throw some of that in there.
Awesome.
And yeah, just excited to get forward. We're talking about miniature dollhouse dioramas.
Oh my God. Oh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So if you want me to just go straight into it.
Well, yeah. I mean, so well, we can throw some songs on, I think, before we go straight into it. I think we can give some people a little, some tunes before we get into the meat and potatoes of today, you think? And so, yeah, what do we got on the playlist today? I know you were picking some stuff.
Yeah, so first up we have Change by Her, which she is a phenomenal artist. And yeah, it's a great song. I think it was made for a Netflix show called We the People, which I have not seen, so I cannot recommend. And then we have When I Ball by Brockhampton, which is off their newest album, which is also pretty sick.
Awesome. I'm very excited to hear it. Got some new content for you. And so we're going to hit you with that. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. This is Working Title. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with some dollhouse news.
Thank you. My mama said I didn't come into this world with tears. Instead, I welcome her with open eyes and open ears. But came the glue to a few things that couldn't be repaired. We saw a future in each other, blended hope and fear. Some things you don't get to decide, it's just the fate you share. I used to try to hold the weight that she would need to bear. While Shark was going on vacation for a couple years. When they came back, they needed clothes, I had no souvenirs. I pick up the phone, they calling us from correction. But nothing is wrong, it's filling my heart with questions. My mama is home, I'm following her expressions. Her dropping a tone, some things that she had to mention. I nodded, I listened, she had all of my attention. But you on your own, there's gonna be some directions. I need you to follow and never make an exception. I nodded, she held me and wished I would be protected.
Just to tell me I can be anything I wanna be. But it's hard to see, it's hard to be. You always used to tell me I can be anything I wanna be. But it's hard to see, it's hard to be.
On my sucker free shit, since I was a fetus. Pulling up at the dock in a Mazda 626. And my dad was tripping bad, hit the gas like car chase. Light blue in the bag, mama getting labor pain. Drop my sister at the bowls, like house was 23. Sweat dripping down the face like river running free. Dark morning with the fog pouring in and out the trees. Every moment through their eyes seem to zoom at light speed before me. She lost one stillborn tragedy. Gritting the teeth down to the root, pain like a cavity. Holding hands like they glue, radio channel on news. Valentine's with an X up on the calendar, they knew I would be a fucking baller like them posters on the wall. A little stain could be the beauty in it all. The mist out of trouble, most your luck was rubbing off. Sticking to you like Mars, you my Kate, you my rock.
Forever.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're here on Working Title. So, Cleo, lay it on me.
All right, so we're talking about a woman named Frances Glessner Lee. She was born March 25th in 1878 in Chicago. And she was an American forensic scientist who created what is called the Nutshell Studies of Unexplained Death. And I should also say I got all of my information from Wikipedia, of course, and a documentary called Of Dolls and Murder, which is for free on YouTube, and John Waters narrates it.
That's cool. Okay.
So it's basically there are 20 true crime scene dioramas, and they're used for training homicide investigators and working on their systematic deduction skills.
Are they like full size?
So they're done in 1-inch to 1-foot scale. So if like a fridge were say 6 feet in real life, it would be 6 inches in the diorama. So they're very, very tiny. But they're incredibly detailed. They were used to, in a very Sherlock Holmes fashion, sort of train your eye to notice details and pick apart things in a crime scene that you might not have been trained to do before. And it was not necessarily the goal to solve whatever, you know, murder had gone on in the crime scene. It was just to pick apart everything and notice as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. And like learn how to put two and two together.
Yeah,
like that, exactly. That's seemingly unrelated. Cool.
Yeah. And yeah, awesome. So her father, she came from a very privileged background. Her father owned International Harvester, which was a manufacturing company, and they mm-hmm. made like agricultural equipment, cars, trucks, lawns, garden products, household equipment, basically everything under the sun, it seemed like.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had one sibling. She was married once, but then divorced. And she eventually inherited her father's fortune from the company. And she asked part of that to create the Nutshells. And so cool. her older brother attended Harvard. Mm-hmm. And while she was not allowed to go to school because she was sheltered because she was a woman, since she was so privileged and her family was wealthy, she was able to be privately tutored at home. Okay. So she was still really well educated.
So she was educated, yeah.
Yeah, and she had the opportunity to sort of learn the skill of making miniatures and have exposure to all that. And she was often witness to her brother's colleagues that would come home. One in particular, his name was Dr. McGrath, and mm-hmm. they would discuss sort of the recent developments in death investigation and murder investigation. And she would listen. And like I was saying, she was a big fan of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah,
so she
yeah.
really liked the kind of puzzling together of cases and things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the dioramas themselves were based off of real crime scenes that she eventually got to visit and autopsies. And they were made in 1-inch to 1-foot scale, like I was saying. So they were extraordinarily mm-hmm. detailed, but so, so, so tiny. And each one cost between an estimated $3,000 to $4,500 to create. So they were very, like she poured a lot of money. Yeah.
And so was she hired by like a police station or an investigation? Like, was she hired to make these?
No, she did this completely of her own fruition. She just had a passion for forensic investigation.
Yeah. And she just started going around being like, I'll teach you how to be a forensic investigator.
Yeah, so eventually she, which I'll get into a little bit later, like partnered with police departments and everything like that.
Oh, girl boss.
But girl boss, you gaslight, but she did it completely on her own just because she had the resources and the time and the skill to be able to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she did have the privilege to do so, but yeah.
Yeah, and she had, you know, money to
for sure
put into important it. And but they were incredibly detailed. They were equipped with, everything from working doors with locks that worked and tiny keys that turned, the windows would open and close. The lights were set up as the lights would be in the actual room in the house, and they all functioned and turned on and off.
That's so cool.
You know, every single detail was
intentional. It was like working wiring. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It was, it's really, really impressive. And people still do this. People build miniatures all the time still just for fun and for hobby and everything like that.
Oh, and then it's like, it's one of my favorite like special effects in movies, like all the Lord of the Rings stuff, like Master Commander, mm-hmm. like, and Star Wars, even like Star Wars pioneered like a bunch of that, like the miniature stuff, like it's one of the my favorite special effects to see, like when it's done well, it can be so cool.
Yeah, really. It's just so, it's so fascinating to see such a little world contained in a nutshell. And just small space. Awesome. Yeah, I don't want to go too far because I feel like we might.
I think you're right. That's a good time. We can throw in a little ad break here for you guys before we come back and talk more. Just a reminder, in case you forgot, you've been listening to 1690 AM CGLO Working Title with Danny Gold and Cleo. So we're going to hit you with an ad break, and please don't touch that dial, and we'll be right back.